The Zika virus is spreading quickly throughout the Americas. It's suspected of causing birth defects and other neurological problems. Today, the World Health Organization labeled the outbreak a public health emergency. NPR's Jason Beaubien has more.
By declaring the spread of Zika to be a public health emergency of international concern, the WHO is freeing up emergency funds to combat the outbreak and sending a loud message that people should be taking Zika seriously. The WHO's Margaret Chan certainly was while making the announcement tonight at a press conference from Geneva. The thousands of reported cases of microcephaly in Brazil, in which babies are being born with abnormally small heads, Chan said constitutes
an extraordinary event and a public health threat to other parts of the world.
Chan said the mosquito-borne Zika virus has been strongly linked to birth defects in Brazil and also in French Polynesia in 2014. In declaring a public health emergency, Chan called on countries to step up surveillance, not only for the virus, but for cases of microcephaly and other neurological conditions. She also called for a coordinated global response to Zika. The current outbreak has reached 25 countries, mostly in Latin America and the Caribbean. The WHO, however, is not making any recommendations against people traveling to Zika-affected countries. Chan said even pregnant women could visit these places if they take the proper precautions. Wear long sleeves, she said. Use insect repellent, especially in the daytime.
Avoid, those activities outdoor. And if you like to take an afternoon nap, sleep under a bed net. So these are measures that can be done to minimize the chance of infection.
While Chan is encouraging pregnant travelers to protect themselves from the mosquito-borne virus with bed nets, officials in several Latin American countries have gone so far as to recommend that women not get pregnant. WHO officials said today's emergency declaration should help mobilize global research on a Zika vaccine. Gary Whitaker, a virologist at Cornell, says a vaccine for Zika should be doable.
In terms of a vaccine, I think the good news is that there's a fair amount of knowledge already in related viruses.
His research focuses on emerging viruses. Zika is fairly similar to the viruses that cause yellow fever and dengue. Whitaker says vaccines for those viruses could serve as templates in the development of a Zika inoculation.
There's going to be some differences, obviously, because it's a different virus, but there's a lot of basic information there which can be translated across, fairly readily.
But even with that optimistic outlook, he says vaccine development is time-consuming and expensive. According to the National Institutes of Health, a new vaccine can cost hundreds of millions of dollars and take, on average, 15 years to develop. Researchers who are currently working on a Zika vaccine say under a best-case scenario, they hope to have a product ready to deploy in 3 to 4 years. The WHO's declaration today releases some funds for research, but nowhere near the amount of money it would take to develop a new vaccine. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.